Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. I think we have all found ourselves at one point or another being overly concerned about making a fool of ourselves. Most probably in our adolescent years when the world seemingly revolved around who you would show up with at the middle school dance. I was not just in love with this one popular girl, I was Romeo and Juliet in love, save the poison and warring families. But I ended up going stag because I was deathly afraid of being rejected and becoming a laughingstock. That phrase joined our collective consciousness in the play The Merry Wives of Windsor that was first published in 1602. Down on his luck, Sir John Falstaff decides to restore his fortunes by seducing the wives of two wealthy men in Windsor. He sends both Mistress Ford and Mistress Page identical love letters. Now, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Page, Anne, is pursued by a number of suitors as well. It is a romantic comedy, after all. Dr. Caius, who happens to be French, and Mr. Slender are chief amongst those that Anne is not keen on. In Act 3, Scene 1, our French physician challenges the local parson, Mr. Evans, who is Welsh, by the way. This will become important in a minute. To a duel for helping his love rival, Master Slender, woo the young Miss Page. The fight, however, is prevented.
By God, you are the coward! The jackdaw! The coward!
I pray you, let us not be laughing stocks to other men's humors!
Such was the xenophobia of the time, it is hilariously declared to let them keep their limbs whole and hack our English. Translation? It's far better sport to listen to the two foreigners butcher the English language than it is to watch them butcher each other with swords. Now, many in attendance would have known the etymology of that phrase, as England had enjoyed, if one can use that word, a long history of public shaming. There were many devices employed to deal with those who broke social norms, from the cucking stool, where a woman, never a man of course, was suspended in a chair in a seesaw-like contraption and summarily dunked into frigid foul water. Her crime? Usually being a loudmouth or a nag. Then, of course, we had the equal opportunity shaming parades and the pillory, what many referred to as the stocks. A simple wooden contraption with holes for the head and wrists of the ostracized that dates back to the early 1300s. The use was simple. Parade the offender through the streets of jeering onlookers, place their head and hands in the stocks, and let the shaming, spitting, and rotten fruit throwing commence. As grotesque as this punishment might have been, it did serve an arguably valuable social deterrent. It was, of course, not just the English, but also the Greeks, who had their own way to deal with those that broke social norms. The citizen would be put on trial, and a vote was taken to see whether the offender should be sent off the island. A secret vote was tallied using colored pieces of broken pottery called ostraca, which is where we get the word ostracize. The term laughingstock is now so ubiquitous as to be found from the writings of Rudyard Kipling to inside the UK Parliament.
The train's left the station, the seats are all empty, the leader's on the floor, even on rolling stock there are laughing stock.
Though the days of the public pillory are thankfully behind us, there is, of course, another 21st century public square where our transgressions, either real or imagined, can be put on display. Social media. So, before you pick up that virtual rotten tomato to hurl, it's good to keep in mind, those Twitter stocks can fit anyone. Today's clips were from the Texas Shakespeare's production of The Merry Wives of Windsor, former PM Theresa May in Prime Minister's Question Time, and Abu from The Princess Bride. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.